This episode of Bartholomew Town is brought to you by the University of Rhode Island Online, Newport Film, Navigant Credit Union, Half Street Group, and HealthSource RI for employers.
Bartholomew Town.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month, so we turn to our friends at Navigant Credit Union for a conversation on digital hygiene best practices. Yeah, it's Financial Well-Being presented by Navigant Credit Union right here on Bartholomew Town. You can hear every episode of the podcast wherever you listen to pods, maybe it's Spotify or Apple, over at ripodcast.com on WPRO Radio, and now on YouTube. I'm Bill Bartholomew. Again, we are brought to you in part by Navigant Credit Union as Rhode Island's first ever member-owned credit union. Navigant Credit Union has been a staple in the local business community for more than 108 years. Today, Navigant is a $3.4 billion institution serving more than 136,000 members across 25 physical branch locations. But since its founding in 1915, the mission has never changed. Navigant Credit Union's team of financial professionals have remained committed to improving the financial well-being of the families, businesses, and communities they serve across Rhode Island. Learn more at NavigantCU.org.
Yeah, hi, I'm Damian Costantino. I am the Vice President of Cybersecurity at Navigant Credit Union, and I've been in the technology space going on 30 years.
All right, let's get into just kind of the overview here, basic stuff. Why is it so important to think about cybersecurity, especially now during National Cybersecurity Awareness Month?
Yeah, so Cybersecurity Awareness Month is going on, you know, 20 plus years now, and people seem to still be making the same mistakes that we made when it started. You know, reusing passwords, that's probably one of the big ones, is reusing passwords, weak passwords. And probably one of the most important ones is people think that they're not targets of hackers. And that can be further from the truth. Yeah. The more we live our lives online, the more valuable we actually become to hackers. And the good news is that if we just do some basic things, we can prevent a lot of these things from happening.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that nobody wants to think is going to happen to them. And then it happens to them and they go, of course it happened to me. This is the environment that we operate in. So to that point, you know, contrary to popular beliefs, kind of commonplace thought maybe, it's not so much, when we're talking about cybersecurity, it's not just about tech issues. In fact, it's really not at all. It's about human issues. You just identified passwords. Talk about that and, you know, why this is ultimately a preventable threat.
Yeah, well, convenience is the thing, right? So no one wants to hear the fact that we should really be putting, you know, 100 character passwords in all these different services.
Right.
It's just not feasible for people. So I know the hackers understand this, so they figure we're going to exploit the, you know, the convenience of this all, and or lack of. So that's why the human element is so important. It's the most hackable part of the system is actually the human.
Right. And it's ultimately for humans that are going about their day-to-day lives. You know, cybersecurity, it's not just about preventing breaches. It's about practicing good hygiene, like you said, with passwords and just sort of, we'll call it digital hygiene. But it's also about building a digital resilience for yourself, your family, your organization, anything that you're a part of. Because of today's world, talk about that, why it's just, and we kind of touched on this, but it's just the reality of the day today. It's nothing, it's like brushing your teeth.
Right. It's a life skill. Yep. We should be taught in schools for sure. But like, it's tough to tell somebody you need to kind of adopt a new way of thinking. And unfortunately, you can't trust anything or anybody online, even if you think it's your friend. And that's the tough thing to get through to people. You know, if take AI for instance, if I'm able to get through a deep fake that's convincing to, you know, you think it's a family member, how are you going to say no to that person?
Right.
So I think the shift has to happen in terms of how we think about our interactions, especially online. Just adopt a I don't trust you mindset.
Right. It's unfortunate, but it's just the reality of the situation. You know, as you mentioned,
right.
You mentioned the technology we use every day is, you know, it's just part of day-to-day life. It's also ever-changing. So right now, the new big thing seems to be artificial intelligence. Can you talk about the current state of AI and how its advancements are changing the cybersecurity landscape?
Oh yeah, yeah. AI is a fun fight, but good thing is we use it both offensively and defensively, as well as the bad guys use it as well. But we use it to prevent and predict attacks before they even happen, which is pretty cool. We use it to analyze millions of data points in real time to facilitate that. But on the flip side of that, bad guys use it to launch better attacks. More convincing phishing, polymorphic attacks, deep fakes. I mean, you name it. So it's funny because on one hand, AI is great. It's the good guy in the story, but on the other hand, it's also the bad guy in the same story. So the thing is, we can use it against itself, and we're learning how to optimize for that now. It's causing us to shift how we defend.
Right. One of the things about that is that AI can erase traditional warning signs. It can scale threats from maybe something's going to happen to, hey, there are tools in mass being deployed right now to make something happen with a cyber breach. All of that encompassed along with your just general cybersecurity practices. This is surely an issue that Navigant Credit Union has to deal with on an ongoing basis. So in terms of your own workplace and in terms of the sensitive information of your members, talk about Navigant's approach to managing cybersecurity.
Sure. So we adhere to a bunch of different frameworks, but in particular, we adhere to a zero trust framework, which essentially says, never trust anything, always verify it. Assume that you're breached already. They're in the network, poking around. And we also adhere to the principle of least privilege. So you have just enough access to do your job safely. But the most important thing that we have, honestly, at Navigant is our employees. Everybody who works there subscribes to a security-first mindset, and that allows us to protect members as well as our infrastructure.
What would you say right now to somebody who's hearing this and they are just, overwhelmed by the current environment, and they just put their hands up and say, geez, even though I can practice good digital hygiene, even though perhaps I'm a member at an organization like Navigant that's putting this to the forefront of contemporary issues and protective, really at the end of the day, actually the right word is security broadly. We think about bank security, you think about the armed guard. This is the new armed guard, what you're doing, what your practices represent. But what would you say to somebody that's like, I can't handle this, it's too much?
I would say, no, it isn't as hard as you think. Just, let's create a list of things that you can do that are low hanging fruit and easy to get you kind of 98% of the way there. And then, the other 2%, let's see if we could layer some other defense on there to kind of minimize the blast radius in the event that something does happen.
Right. Well, all right. So with that being said, from your seat as an expert here, from somebody who's proactive in the space, before we wrap this up, some good basic cybersecurity hygiene tips you can share with our listeners.
Absolutely. First and foremost, I would sit down and think about everything that you do online. Think about every service you're signed up for, and that goes from banking all the way down to if you have a Fitbit, any of the workout apps. Because we know that, as we said earlier, people tend to reuse passwords. So if some breach happens on a service that you forgot about, I could come back and haunt you. So once you have that list, I would log into all of those services, and right away I would enable multi-factor authentication and change the password that you use to log in. Just assume someone's already stolen it, because odds are somewhere along the line one of those services has been breached that you don't even know about. So yep. Just take the safe approach and change all the passwords. And adopt an I don't trust you mindset. Unfortunately, that's just how we have to do. We have to scrutinize everything that we do. And if I could plead for help, I would say if you are technologically savvy, help out someone who's not. Walk them through the process of doing what I just mentioned. It'll go a long way. Think about family members that may not understand how to do the things that we're recommending, and help them actually configure it.
All that makes a lot of sense. Damien, thank you for your work. Thank you for sharing your tips today. NavigantCU.org, that's where you want to go, not only for your own banking needs, but for the kind of expertise, the kind of backstop that you just heard today. Again, it's NavigantCU.org, and you hear about them every day on Bartholomew Town. It's for a reason. It's because we value the steadfast partnership that we have, but more than anything, just your partnership with your members, and really appreciate you today.
Thanks for having me on, Bill. I appreciate it.
And we appreciate you tuning into Bartholomew Town, where you can hear every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, ripodcast.com, WPRO Radio in New England, and now on YouTube. We're going to be doing a lot of things with the YouTube account, especially as we head into 2026, where we're going to be putting a lot of effort and a lot of time into, well, the usual stuff that we do, but specifically the governor's race here in Rhode Island and midterm elections nationwide. And you're going to find all that content right here in Bartholomew Town, but in video format on YouTube. So just search for me or Bartholomew Town on YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe. As they say, smash that subscribe button, and we'll meet you there. Bartholomew Town, heading into 2026.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,200 local businesses and nonprofits. And 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our more than 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health and dental insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.